You best have good reason to be here, outsider. Lest you end up an example to the rest. Lost while hunting. I set my shade to scout as I tracked you and saw no beasts. Don't think you can lie your way out of this. Where are the others? Your comrades killed the beast and left you for dead, explains the wounds. Still, no answer as to why they left you to die. Perhaps they knew better to stay in these swamps. Why would they want to leave? Do you know where you are, boy? You're deep in the domain of the Shaded Empress. You have no knowledge of these lands. That was obvious when you stumbled in half alive. But that doesn't excuse your ignorance. You're lucky I found you. Most would have gutted you for even stepping foot within these woods. You leave me no choice. Killing a runt like you would set no example to the rest of your people. For now, come with me. Did the beast take your hearing as well when it battered you? Up! Now! We're returning to my camp so you can recover. Why am I being so kind? You're a runt of a man who was left to die. Killing you would serve no purpose. Like kicking a pup. For now, I shall help you recover. Then you shall return back to your people, and we shall never speak of this again. If you speak of this to anyone, I shall personally hunt you down and mount your head above my home. The same shall happen should you try to escape or any other unwise decisions. Understood? Good. Now follow. In. Lay out on the bed. Yes, it is my bed. I only have one in my camp. I don't tend to bring people with me for my hunting expeditions. Now, onto the bed. Calm yourself. I shall gather supplies to treat your wounds. I'm back, human. Now, strip. I need to see your body to be able to tend the wounds. Or would you rather I make this quick and cut your throat? Good boy. Now, lay still so I can bandage you. There you go. You'll be done soon. No need to wince. Bandage needs to be tight to stem the bleeding. Don't you worry, human. We'll have this in a second. Human. What seems to be catching your eye? Don't look away from me, human. Even if you did, I could still see your blush from a mile out. What makes me so interested in you? That's rather simple, human. I see you like any other wounded animal. Weak. Alone. Needing someone to care for them before some other beast rips their throat out. Now, answer me this, human. What about me entices you? Is it perhaps my skin? Matching the green of the forest, while still glistening in the firelight? Or perhaps my power? Knowing that I could end you at a moment. The thrill of not knowing if you shall make it out alive. You're simply attracted to me because I'm caring of you. You're simply attracted to me because I care for you. Mm. You poor, pathetic man. I might just have to keep you all to myself. How would you like that, human? Once I finish this hunting trip, I'll take you back to my home, deeper in the Empire. How does that sound? Perfect! And he would make the right decision. Before I can bring you back there, something I need to do. Don't worry, human. I just need to leave my mark on you. It'll show others that you're under my protection, and are allowed within the Empire. This will only take a moment.
Signo meo cognoscatu.
There! That little mark on your neck shows others that you are accounted for. You're officially mine, and mine alone. While I would love to consummate this mark and absolutely ravage you, your wounds are still fresh. However, I can't just leave my human all pent up now, can I? What did I have in mind? Oh. Allow me to show you. I let my shade start the fun. Give me a moment to disrobe. Are you enjoying my shade? Leaving a trail of little black kisses all across your neck. I'll take your moaning as a yes. While she's keeping you busy, I think it would be wise to start assisting your friend down here. Let's start with a kiss. And then a nice lick. Goddess, your taste is exquisite. Better than any wild game. And twice as juicy. To think, I was considering killing you. Not even an hour ago. If only I knew I could have had such a sweet human. I should have picked one of you up ages ago. Well, I'm glad I got you. Before anyone else could. I can feel you throbbing, human. Give it to me. Give me your seed, human. Ah.
That's a good boy. Let it all out for me. I hope that was enjoyable for you, my dearest human. You look like you could fall asleep at any moment. Don't you worry, human. I'm not going anywhere. I'll just slide up next to you and hold you as you sleep. Just hold on to me and I'll stroke your hair. Sleep well, human.
Greetings and God's blessings to you all. Hi, Sivis Elnir here. First of all, whatever it is you're into, keep it safe, sane, and consensual, or in the realm of fantasy, and there is absolutely no shame. We do not kink shame here. At all. Other than Visa and MasterCard. I'm still a bit salty, but payment processors having so much influence over the adult space. It is insanity. Let's not get carried away, though. Secondarily, if you need a break, do feel free to take a break. Have a hot chocolate, cuddle in a blanket, do whatever it is you do for aftercare, if you feel like you need some. If you don't feel like you need some, then don't. Up to you. Thirdly, stuff from Gone Wild Audio supposedly has started appearing in other places. If you're in other places, maybe be on Gone Wild Audio for a spree. Not that I blame you for being wherever you are and preferring whatever player you're using, but I'm on Gone Wild Audio, and I at the very least read all my comments. I've been slacking on responding again. Mind you, that is a little bit because it's Pride Month, and I've been on Pride rallies, like, every single week. It's been taking a lot of my energy. I've also been in an emotional roller coaster based on kissing girls and liking it, but we all know how that works. Anyway, I'll be off, and I hope you'll have a nice day. Happy Pride and all that. Bye!